going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Mike Tomlin was talking about nose tackles at his pre-draft press conference the other day.
I think the nose is a disappearing animal, the way that the fullback is a disappearing animal in our game.
Why do I play that clip now? Well, I think there's 8 guys the Steelers could draft tonight. I've narrowed my list down to 8, Doran. And one of them is Kenneth Grant, who is mostly a nose tackle, who's probably going to play 30 or 40% of your snaps. Maybe in run situations you could, I guess you could kick him out to end from time to time, but he's more of a nose tackle. Now, he's athletic as hell.
Yeah.
The reason I play that clip is because if there is an ultimate smokescreen candidate in this draft, I do think it's Kenneth Grant. They didn't go to his pro day. Mike Tomlin downplayed nose tackles. They need a defensive lineman. They need a nose tackle. I think you can get some good ones in rounds 3, 4, or 5. But if you're trying to, go the smoke screen and, hey, look over here kind of route, I think Kenneth Grant's a guy that they could take 21st overall.
Yeah, I could see Mike Tomlin falling in love with that and being, how old school he is, but at the same time trying to do things different that was the same before, if that makes sense. But I just can't justify using my 21st pick on a guy that's going to give me 30% production. I'm sorry. And if I could find one later.
I am with you 100%.
I just can't justify it.
Kenneth Grant, I love the player.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I could never justify drafting a nose tackle type in round 1. And when they drafted Javon Hargrave, he was a 3rd-round pick, and Javon Hargrave could play on the outside for you, and he had such a quick get-off, and they played him at the nose, but really, was he a nose? No, he played a lot for them, and then got paid a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't do it, but I think in my list of 8 guys who are possibilities there, I think they would draft him in round 1, depending on how the board falls. Here are my other guys that we can break it down. Amarian Hampton, he also visited. Travion Henderson, they went to his pro day. Of course, they did Ohio State, and he visited. Shador Sanders, visit. Jackson Dart, visit. Derek Harmon, visit. Darius Alexander from Toledo. I think things would really have to go sideways for them to take him. If they had a 2nd-round pick, I could see them taking him in the 2nd round. But if they have to reach on a guy or if they trade back, I think Darius Alexander, who was in for a visit, is a possibility. And then Matthew Golden, if he's there, I think has a chance to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. That's my list of 8.
Yeah. I don't think Golden's going to be a Steeler. I don't think Alexander's going to be a Steeler. I think the chunk that you said in the middle of that all have serious chances of being a Steeler. Now, with Harmon's injury history that has been brought to light now, I think that the Steelers might be scared off because of what happened last year with their first round pick. Like, I mean, you didn't even get your first round pick. You didn't even get to play him.
I'm wondering, he's probably very high on their board for their football evaluation. I wonder if he'd be there if they traded back to 25, 26, 28.
Maybe.
Like, guys get scared off, teams get scared off by these injuries. And I don't know that it would be like an Andrew Billings kind of fall. But
no.
But could he fall, you know, 8-10 spots? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I need my first-round pick to have production this year. Because the last 2 years, really, you didn't get the production that, you know, a normal first-round pick would get.
No, and it'd be scary for you. Absolutely.
Roger Jones, you traded up for, and when was it, eighth game of the season? His rookie year, he started playing. Like, you need this guy to come in and play this year. Like, enough is enough. Then last year, obviously, Faltano got hurt. So you need your first-round pick to actually be a part of the production this year.
Yes, you do. You do. And a defensive lineman's plug and play.
Yeah. But if you have like injury
history. So is a running
history,
back.
Yeah, so is a running back. If you have injury history like that, I just don't have time for that. Like you go into OTAs and then you hurt your shoulder or something, you're out training camp. Like we're in the same spot we were in the last 3 years.
Yes.
Can't be dealing with that. Love the player though.
Love the player. I like him more than Grant. I like him more than Darius Alexander. I think the league probably does view him as the better player than Darius Alexander. I think for different reasons, like you brought up Golden and Darius Alexander, you don't think are going to be Steelers. I think Alexander is probably more of a second round guy, and I think Matthew Golden's probably a guy that goes ahead of where Pittsburgh's drafting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if the players they want are off the board, I think Alexander comes into play in the 20s, and if for whatever reason Golden falls, I think they might jump at the opportunity there. That's why I included them.
I can see him going stretch to Buffalo. A little bit. I can see him going to Buffalo because they missed Unworthy last year, and they don't want to make that mistake again.
I could see that. I could see the Steelers trading back to 30 and Buffalo moving up 21st overall. They also want a corner.
Yeah.
Could see Buffalo doing that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.